Terry Riley is one of the fathers of minimalism. He is also the father of classical guitarist Keon Riley. And together, they sound like this. Terry Riley on piano, his son Keon Riley on classical guitar, performing the song Turning live at St. Peter's Church in Drogheda, Ireland. And tonight, father and son are together again across the river from us in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Terry Riley playing with the MIT Gamelan Galactica, and Terry and Keon Riley performing new works for piano, organ, and guitar. And Terry and Keon taking a break from rehearsals to join us in the studios. Terry, welcome.
Thank you.
What an honor. And Keon, look at you. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And Terry, I want to start with you. Happy anniversary, because it's being noted that this year is roughly the 50th anniversary of minimalism, which you helped launch.
I think there was a festival in London recently that claimed that.
Wait a minute. Weren't you, like, headlining?
I wasn't there, but the era, which was called minimalism, started around the early 60s, and they marked it with a piece of mine called Mescal and Mix, which was a tape piece that I made in 61.
Yeah, well, so you were there in musical spirit. Let's listen to just another piece that is, it's being called one of the most important pieces of music of the last half of the 20th century, and it's your In C. Let's listen just a little of that and we'll talk about it. Okay, so it was called minimal, as opposed to the full orchestral pieces of the time. But there's so much going on. So what was happening when this came out of you?
I think part of the importance of the kind of work we were doing then had a lot more to do with ritual than something as dry as the term minimalism.
Ritual?
Yeah, bringing people together to experience more of a spiritual element in the community.
Well, in part, that's what the musicians were doing, because do I understand that in that piece, on sheet paper, it's very short, and the idea was that musicians could sort of choose when they came in and out of it.
Right. It really gave a lot of importance and responsibility to everybody who was playing in the group for the way the piece turned out.
Well, that piece In C, and then others that followed, you know, influenced Steve Reich, Philip Glass, who became co-pioneers of all of this, and then it went on to... I mean, it's everywhere now. I was thinking that every time I come into the parking garage here, there's a sound, sort of just the pipes make, that to me is the most beautiful music.
You know, John Cage was partly responsible for this, because he was saying that all sounds are music if you really listen to them in their organization, listening to traffic sounds. For instance, if you repeat a trumpet pattern over and over again, you start hearing it a different way than if you just hear that trumpet line in an orchestral piece.
Keon, you're 30-something now, right? What did you think when you were growing up hearing your father's music?
Well, when I was growing up, I didn't really know what to think. It was just, you know, it was what I had in the house, and it was my version of music.
Where might we hear your father's influence? I mean, we've talked about, you know, he's influenced others. Brian Eno, The Who. Where might we hear him in your music?
I feel like the longer I'm around as a composer, the more that influence is audible, in the sense that when I first started composing, I was coming at composition from more of a cerebral standpoint and trying to make things kind of grand and complex. And the longer I'm at it, I'm sort of just letting things kind of distill into something natural, something like a piece of mine called Mo Betta Butta, which is the first track on one of my records. It starts from a very simple standpoint, simple arpeggio, and then kind of evolves into something.
The The music of guitarist Gion Reilly, who's playing tonight with his father, Terry Reilly, and the Gamelan Galactica. Terry, despite your long interest in Eastern music, do we understand this is your first time performing with a Gamelan ensemble?
It is. I was exposed to Gamelan a bit because I taught at Mills College in the late 1970s with Lou Harrison, who was out there, and Lou had built a Gamelan called See Betty. And I was around that a bit, but I never considered getting involved with it because I was so deeply involved in Indian classical music that I couldn't take another tradition that deep on at the time, you know.
Well, it's a huge undertaking. We should remind people gamelan means both the ensemble that plays together, but also it's this group of instruments that sort of attach together. It's this huge thing. I mean, yeah. It's, how would you describe it, Gion?
To me, it sounds like you're saying, like a singular organism. Yesterday was the first rehearsal for me, and it was amazing to just be in the middle of this incredible sound and kind of look around the room and see where all these components were coming from.
Yeah, well, we have some sound of that. This is, again, the Gamelan Galactica, and Terry and Gion Reilly playing with them at MIT. Full disclosure, our fearless leader, Kathleen McKenna's husband, plays in the group, and we have a little of the rehearsal. Let's listen. Terry Reilly, this must be heaven for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people ask me that. How much were you listening to Gamelan before you wrote NC? And the fact is, I didn't know about Gamelan in those. If you go back to the early 60s, you really realized world music was available in very few places.
So you were sort of hearing a music that existed somewhere else in the world.
I just came to another door to it.
You know what let's do? Let's listen to some of your NC, again, this iconic piece that many credit with launching the minimalist movement, and then some of the Gamelan. I mean, you're right. There's a likeness.
The two things they share, it's made up of each person only has a small part. If you take out that part, it sounds different. So everybody is contributing a small part to the whole. NC does exactly the same way. So compositionally, it's very similar.
So that's the Gamelan concert. We'll tell our listeners in this area how they can see that. But meanwhile, here you are, Terry Reilly and Gion, playing together as well. But you do tell a story of walking out on the stage once and your dad forgot the music?
Probably more than once. And that may have been intentional.
Was it? And suddenly you just said, hey, there's no music, so just follow me?
No, yeah.
I remember that particular dressing room.
You don't usually use music, but this one instance, we had a piece that we were playing with music.
Yeah, that we actually had rehearsed a lot. And as it turns out, the dressing room was about a half a mile behind us, so we decided to take a different approach and just improvise.
It turned out to be one of the best things we've ever done.
Well, we'll listen. Terry Reilly and Gion Reilly, again, they perform tonight together and with MIT's Gamelan Galactica. Terry, Gion, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.